Okay, today's daf is daf Chaf Tes. We are on Chaf Chesam and Beis. We're in the middle of the discussion of the five tragedies that happened on Shavuos Batamuz and the five tragedies that happened on Tisha B'Av. So we discussed yesterday the Shviras Haluchos that took place, and we worked out the math. How did that happen on? How do we know that happened on Shavuos Batamuz? Batal HaTamid, the Tamid stopped on, and we read the Yerushalmi. That was the last thing I think we did yesterday. So we're up to the two dots, a couple lines up on the bottom on Chaf Chesam and Beis. Hufka Ha'ir. The Mishnah says that the walls were broken into on Shavuos Batamuz. Ask the Gemara, B'yud Zayin Havei, was it really on Shavuos Batamuz? V'haksiv, but doesn't it say V'chodesh Arevi, B'tishal HaChodesh? Doesn't it say the fourth month, Tamuz, on the ninth day of the month? V'yechazak HaRav Ba'ir, and the famine was great. V'ksiv Basrei Bati Baka Ha'ir V'gomer. And it said after Bati Baka Ha'ir, V'gomer, as we said yesterday, that's the V'gomer when he quoted Pasuk. So why is it that one pasuk says the ninth of Tammuz. Was it the 17th or was it the 9th? So Amar Rava Lokasha Kam Rishona Kam B'Shniya. So it's the first of the second base of Mikdash. Titania Barishona Huvka Yir Batisha. That pasuk we quoted from Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu is about the Churban Bais Rishon. So that the first bias, that's why it was the 9th. Batisha Batamuz Huvka Yir Batisha Batamuz B'Shniya B'Shavasarba. In the second one, it was on Shavasar Batamuz, and we mourn the second one. Our minhag is based on the second churban. That's what the Ritzva here points out. He says, V'yim tomar ki bebinyan. He said, how then igin lezanas b'yuzayim b'tamuz? Why do we go by Shavuos b'tamuz? We go by the second churban. We don't go by the first churban. Didn't they start fasting by the first one? And then once it's there, it's there. So if they had started originally to fast by the ninth of Tammuz, let's say during Galus Bavel, so what changed? The Im Tomar Ki Bebinyan Bayis Sheni Batlu Osan Atzamos. And if you want to say, wait, maybe during the second Bayis there were no fast days anymore. There were no fast days. The ones from Bayis Rishon were forgotten, and they got new ones. That doesn't work. Im Kein Lama Chazru Lizanos Yud Beteves the Gimel Betishrei. But they took on Atzar Beteves again, even though that was from the first. And they took on Tzom Gedalia, even though that was from the first. Elabade Lopetluhu She Yodim Hayu Shasana Mikdash Lecharev. As many sources say that they knew Bayis Sheni wasn't going to be eternal, so it must be those fast days stayed intact. So if those fast days stayed intact, so what happened? When did it switch from the 9th of Tammuz to Shavuos Batamuz? So he says, V'yesh Lomar, he says at the end, T'kiva Shechazra B'kiya B'chodeshev B'shniya Yefshah Shalol Hesanos Aleha. Once the same tragedy happened, but on a different day in this month, they couldn't not fast on this day. V'yahadavar Kashish Yisana B'tespa Ubi Yizayin. And they couldn't fast on both. They couldn't fast a week apart from each other. We're ready to get a fast 2 weeks later, again, for Tisha B'Av. V'kiva Shechorban Bayis Sheni Haya Evel Chadash V'chamir Lahu Tvei. And since Bayis Sheni was a more serious, a deeper one that they felt greater, Kavu Atzom B'Bekiyashniya, then they changed it. They changed it from the 9th to the 17th. V'yaf B'tchilo V'fisha Yodim Zeh Gazer Atzom Stam B'chodesh Zeh. And then he quotes something that we're going to see in the Minchas Chinuch in a minute, that maybe originally even, there wasn't a Mesorah specifically on that day, but they were able to change it from the 9th to the 17th because it was fresher, the Avelos was fresher, and it was more Chomer. So that's how they changed it, but that is our minhag of fasting on the 17th, turns into a din, fasting on the 17th of Tammuz, like the Bayis Sheni. Okay, next. Sarif Apustamus is a Torah, Gemara. Apustamus burned the Torah on that day, Shavuos Batamuz, Gemara, that's a Mesorah that we have. Hamid Tselem Behechol, he put a Tselem and Avodah Zarah in the Hechol, so that also that tragedy happened. Number five on Shavuos Batamuz, Minalan. How do we know that it happened on Shavuos Batamuz? Dechsiv, as the Pasuk says, Umeis Husar HaTamid Velases Shakutz Shikutz Shomeim. And the day the Tamid was removed, it was substituted by a shikutz shomeim, something disgusting, something abominable. So we know the tamid stopped on Shavuos Batamuz, so it seems like it goes hand in hand. And that's the day that it was removed, that's when they put a meshukatz, a tselem, in the heichal. Ask the Gemara, v'chad havei, was there only one tselem that was put into the Beis HaMikdash? V'aksiv, it says, v'aknaf shikutzim mishomeim. Shikutzim is plural, abominations. So it seems like there were two. Amarava trehave, v'nofa chadal chavre, v'tavre liyade. Really, there were two, but one fell on the other one. One fell on the other one and broke the other one's hand. V'ishtakech tahaviksiv, antzavis l'charuve besa. And they found written on the one that got its hand broken, you're trying to destroy my house. Yad chashlimus le, I'm going to take your hand instead of it. there was a sign that as if one idol had broken the hand of the other idol. Okay, but you see it was two, and then it became one. Period. So those are the five tragedies of Shivasa Batamus. Now we get to discussing Tisha B'Av. Okay, second line on Chavtes Amud Aleph. Let's talk about Tisha B'Av. B'Tisha B'Av Nigzar Alav was saying initially Kansu La'aretz. Tisha B'Av was the day of the Gzeira that the B'nai Yisrael received the Gzeira, the evil decree of they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael. They were going to have to wander the desert for 40 years. Minalan. So as we'll see, that meant the Meraglim came back on the eighth day of Av, and they cried that night, and that night was the Gzeira. That will work out. That's we'll see what happened. Minalan. How do we know from the Psukim that that's when it took place? The Chziv. So here's some dates. V'hi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'sheinis be'echa l'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan. Number one, in the second year, on Aleph Nisan, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan. Shana Rivamar Mar, Shana Rishona Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan, Shana Shniya Hekim Moshe Asa Mishkan. On the first year, that's when he gathered all the items and he made the Mishkan. The second year is when he built the Mishkan. Vishalach HaMeraglim. And he started to send out the Meraglim men. Vixiv. Vahi Bashana Hashenis Bachodesh Hasheni. Be'esr Bachodesh. Now Allah Rabbi HaMishkan HaEdus. Now we're about to go through a number of the stories in Parshas Bahaloscha. The assumption of the Gemara is going to be that these happened one after another. There's no, forget Muktam of Uchar, but there weren't even any days in between. So these happen one after another. So first it says that on the 20th day of the second month of the second year, meaning Chaf Iyar, call it Chaf Iyar, the cloud went up, meaning Bnei Yisrael started traveling. The cloud went up, they followed the cloud. 20th of Iyar, Viksiv, Vayitzu Mehar Hashem, Derech Shaloshes Yamim. And it says they traveled for 3 days. They traveled for 3 days, so that takes us, they left on the 20th. So 20, 21, 22. So now it's the 22nd of Iyar, after their 3 days of traveling. Amarami bar Achama bar Chanina, Oso Hayom Sarah Me'achari Hashem. On that third day, after traveling, Yerach Shloshes Yamim, that's when they turned away from Hashem. What, how do you know you turned away from Hashem? From this pasuk? So Vayisu Mehar Hashem, so Rashi quotes for the Darshan, for the word, Mehar in Maher. They went quickly from the mountain, but they dashed in Maher. We're more familiar with what Tosfos says in Masech HaShavas, that they went quickly away, Kitina Kaborech Mi Beis HaSefer. Rashi quotes that Allah Torah, that they will go, just like a child leaves school, very excited, so too, we left our Sinai. We had enough mitzvahs. 6:13. So the Pasuk says that the 20th of Iyar the cloud went up, that for 3 days they traveled. So it's the 22nd day of Iyar now. Viksev, and on that day, V'asasuv asher b'kirbo, hisavu taiva. That's the day that Bnei Yisrael complained, maybe the Erevrav, the Asafsuf, the Yeshuva, v'yivku gam Bnei Yisrael. They cried that day. They cried that day for meat. And v'gomer, viksev, ad chodesh yamim v'gomer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, the same day, Moshe Rabbeinu cries, just tell them they're going to have meat for a month. It's going to be coming out of their nose. The Pasuk says, so let's count the month from them. It was the 22nd day of Iyar, so let's go. Zahavilu Esther v'tata b'Sivan, if you count the month. So now we're at the 22nd day of Sivan. That's what we're up to in that year. Viksiv, and what happens, what's the next story in the Parsha, the end of Parsha Baloscha? The story of Miriam, saying Lashon Hara, Miriam and Aaron. Viksiv v'tisaga Miriam Shivas Yamim, so that's another 7 days. Zahavilu Esther v'tisha b'Sivan, so now we're up to the 29th day of Sivan, and on that day, on the 29th day of Sivan, Viksiv Shlach Lecha Nashim, right after that, the next parsha in the Torah is Shalach. That's when Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim on the 29th day of Sivan. V'tanya, be'esrim, tisha b'Sivan, Shalach Moshe Meraglim. And we even have a Mesorah that Moshe Rabbeinu sent out the Meraglim on that day. V'ksiv, how long were they sent out for? V'yashuvu mitur ha'aretz miketz arboim yom. And they came back, they were there for 40 days. A unit of time, we mentioned a number of times. 40 is always a unit. 40 days in the Midbar, 40 days in the Meraglim, 40 days of the Mabo, 40 days Moshe Rabbeinu is up in Har Sinai, 3 times 40 days, 40 days called 40 days of Yetziras Havlad. 40 is always a unit of time. So they were there for 40 days. And if you work out 40 days from the 29th day of Sivan, at this point we think it comes out on Tisha B'Av. So the Gemara says, but that's not good. It can't be Tisha B'Av. Hani arbam yom nachichat habi. It's got to be 39. Because the Gemara is assuming that they cried the night after the Meraglim came back. So we want the Meraglim to have come back on the 8th day of Av. So that they cried, and that night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to say, you cried tonight a false cry, I'm going to punish you. So, but if 40 days from the 29th day, that works out to be the already Tisha B'Av. So Amar Abaya, Tammuz, Dahi Shasa, Malyuya, Malyuha. No, Tammuz that year had 30 days. wasn't 29, so therefore 40 days would come out doing the math on the 8th. It will be the 29 and 30 days of Sivan, 2 days of Sivan, and then 30 days of Tammuz, and then 8 days of Av. Dechziv, kara alai moed l'shbar b'achurai. I will, Hashem, this is a pasuk from Eicha, call upon me a moed. Hashem says, make it a moed to break down my b'achurai, to break down my young man. And Chazal Darshan, we had this in Maseches Pesachim already, Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka wanted everything to happen on Tisha B'Av. That was the day that was miyuad for Peranus, and therefore the day was added that year in Tammuz so that everything could fall out on Tisha B'Av. Viksiv, and it says, finishing up the raya, Vatisa kala eda vainu es kolam vayifku am alayla hu. Right after that, everybody cried and the cried that night, meaning after they came back the night of Tisha B'Av. Amar Rabbi Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Osa layla leil Tisha B'Av haya. Amar Lama Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them the famous line, Ata bechisa bechia shel chidam vani kovei alachem bechia ledoros. You cried for nothing. I'm going to give you something to cry about, and that was the day of the gzeira of the Meraglim, that they were not going to go to Eretz Yisrael. They rejected Eretz Yisrael, so they will not go into Eretz Yisrael. So that is number one tragedy the Mishnah lists of that happened on Tisha B'Av. There's a Meshach Chachma I referred to it last week. I didn't get to read it, so I'll read it maybe now. And that is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to forgive them for the Egel, but did not forgive them for the Meraglim. You know, we think the Egel of Avodah Zarah. And Moshe Rabbeinu goes up, that's it, forgiven. And here, Meraglim, you know, there's no forgiveness, right away, boom. So what's the difference? So the Meshach Chachma on last week's Parsha. If you've never seen it inside, it's highly recommended. Behisbonein yudal chavtes. Behisbonein bedarkei haTorah nireh. If you think about the ways of the Torah, it appears, ki b'mitzvah shimios, k'mavo d'zara v'arayis yishkaris v'skila v'shar misos u'malkos. What we would call the Bein Adam l'mako mitzvahs. By the Bein Adam l'mako maveros, there are serious punishments. Avodah Zarah, Shabbos, right? There are serious punishments. Skila. Lo kebini musios umidos. Kamo machlokes, lashon hara, rechilus. Yeah, when you got some real, you know, gishmaka, ben adam lachavera averus, what's the punishment for lashon hara? You're a bad guy. What's the punishment for rechilus? What's the punishment for gezel? Right, lav she ain't bo malchus, lav she ish vitek latashlumin, ain't bo malchus, tavin lav nitel latashlumin, lav she ain't bo maisa. So the ben adam la makom averos get worse punishments, and the ben adam la chavero averos get less punishments. But then he says that's only by a yachid. Throughout Tanakh you find by a tzibur, it's just the opposite. Avolim hatzibur nishchasim, but zeh matzano lahefech. When it comes to a tzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more upset at the ben adam la chavero than by the ben adam la makom. The Rishalmi and Peah says, Doro shel David kulam tzadikim hayu. The Yadei shel hayu behem del Torin hayu noflim b'melchama. The door of David at tzadikim. But they tattletailed on each other, they got punished. Aval Doro shel Achav over the Avodah Zarah haisa. The Yadei shel hayu behem del Torin hayu yodim l'melchama menatzchim. Achav's door versus David's door. And then he quotes, G'dolam izu, Mikdash Rishon hayu Avodah Zarah v'gili arayis. Doesn't quote Shvichas Damim, but Mikdash Rishon, you have Avodah Zarah, you have Arayas, which is a question, is Arayas in Medan Lachom Medan Machavero? That's a Machlokas Rishonim. Very interesting where that is. He's putting it into Medan Lamakom. Bayis Rishon was Medan Lamakom, only 70-year Galus. Bayis Sheni, Sinaschina Medan Machavero, we're still in the Galus. Right, so that shows how the Chomer. Hari de Matzibur Nishchasim B'midos, Garua Yoser, Miyim Nishchasim B'mitzvos. Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't as upset. And then he quotes, that's the difference between the Egel and the Meraglim. Matzanu shala Egel shaya chipa avodah zara machal kodesh baruch alohem v'nisrat alohem avala Meraglim shaya lashon hara v'kfiyas tova lo machal alohem v'nigzer b'vivar azei yitamu. And that is the that is why he was upset. And then what is this doing in Parshas B'Shalach? Because he says v'amayim lohem choma. That's the pasuk. So the major says al tikra choma lachem. Hashem was angry. So why was he angry dafka now in Az Yashir? Because the major says that in the Mitzrayim the Malachim are going. Everybody alalu of the avodah zara, alalu of the avodah zara. The Jews are also of the avodah zara. Kadosh Baruch Hu says don't worry about it. I can handle avodah zara. But once they got the Kriyas Yamsuf, they start arguing the different ketos. Some say I want to go back to Mitzrayim. Some say let's go to the Yamsuf. Some say this. Some say that. So then they start arguing. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says v'amayim lachema. Was angry because after then they're lacking in the Ben Adam L'Chaveros. That's why he says that the Ben Adam L'Chaveros, when it comes to a tzibur, is much more chamor, and that's why he could not mochel them on the Meraglim, even though he did on the Egel. Okay, Next, second wide line. Chareva Bayis Barishona. Next tragedy. The Bayis Rishon was destroyed on the first day, ninth day. Dechziv. Ubachodesh Achabishi B'Sheva Lachodesh. In the fifth month. That's Av. In the seventh day of the month. Hishtas Shas Reishana Lo Melech Nebuchadnezzar. Melech Bavel. It was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. Banav was Radan Rav Tabachim. Eved Melech Bavel Yerushalayim. Vayisro was Beis Hashem. Vagomer. Nebuchadnezzar comes in and burns down the Beis HaMikdash. Viksiv, ubachodesh achamishi be'asel lachodesh. Hishnas shas reishana l'melech Nebuchadnezzar melech Bavel. But if it's rather Rav Tabachim or Melech Nebuchadnezzar Bavel Yerushalayim v'gomer. So we know whenever you want to understand fully stories in Melechim Beis, you have to look in Yirmiyahu. Because Yirmiyahu and Melechim Beis have to be read together. So the problem is here, the dates are off. In Melechim Beis, it says that the Churban happened on the seventh day of Av. And in Yirmiyahu, it says it happened on the tenth day of Av, on the 10th day of Av. So which is it? Vitanya. Yevshalomer b'shiva shakrei nemer ba'asar. Yevshalomer ba'asar shakrei nemer b'shiva. So was it the 7th day? Was it the 10th day? So hakeitzah the following. B'shiva nefrazu nachrim laheichal. On the 7th day, the nachrim went into the Beis HaMikdash. That's when they entered in, on the 7th day. V'achlu v'kil klubo shivii shemini. And on the 7th day and on the 8th day, they ate and they did toevas, terrible things in the Beis HaMikdash, which we talk about in the Kinos. V'tshii samach lechashecha on Tisha B'Av, on the ninth day, towards evening, hitzesubu asa'or, that's when they lit the fire, v'yadolik v'holik kol yom kulo, and that's when it burns that night, and the rest of the 10th day of Av, that's why our nihugim of Tisha B'Av go into the 10th day. Sh'ne'amar, as the Pasuk says, oy lanu ki pana hayom, woe to us, the day has turned, ki yinatu s'lil le'arev, and they're upset that the day has finished, and it's still, they're still up, they're woe to us, because it went into the night, into the next day. So really, that's the 7th, and that's the 10th. V'hainu, dam Rabbi Yochanan, but based on this story, that's why Rabbi Yochanan said, il male hayisi, ba'oso hador, lo kavatev ela ba'asiri, v'b'nei sh'ruba sh'alecha bo nisraf. If I would have been around at that time, I would have made Tisha B'Av on Asiri B'Av. We wouldn't have Tisha B'Av. We would have Yud B'Av, says Rabbi Yochanan, because most of the burning happened on the 10th day of Av. So I wouldn't have made Tisha B'Av. For Rabbanan, I, what do? We do Tisha B'Av. So Aschala, Peranusa, Adifa. Everybody say, you know, we go by the Aschalta, the Peranusa. We go by the beginning of the Peranus, and that is why we go by Tisha B'Av. Why? Because the burning started then. The Chasam Sofer says, that's when the Kedusha left. The second that the burning started, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina left, as we'll see in a few minutes. It left even before they burned it down. So they burnt a bayis shel chol, says the Chazam Sofer. It might have even left earlier. It might have even left when they started doing the kilkulim in the Beis HaMikdash. But they said that's why you go. That's another reason why Aschalsa to Paranusa Adifa.
Yeah.
The Shechina gradually, we have the 10 stages, right, the 10 stages, the Shechina gradually left, but up until, it was that, right, it was in the Gog, it was in the outside, Yerushalayim, it was in Har Bayis, right, there were 10 stages when that took place.
So what's the svara for Rabbi Yochanan? Why is the 10th better?
Why is the 10th better? Because that's when most of the burning happens on the 10th, that's why he says the 10th. The Barsha asks, and at least B'tzarachian, but isn't the whole, aren't we remembering the Gzeira, that they couldn't go into Eretz, that happened on the 9th, okay, so this happened on the 10th. But didn't that happen on the 9th? So the Sfasemis answers, he says, no, he says, what we're obviously the Gzeira, but we're mourning the Srefa, when the Srefa actually happened. The Srefa happened on the 10th. So the Sfasemis says, quoting the Marsha, Lo kashamidi, tekava b'chia idei achurban, ubazeh bazvadeh eskazot parnusahu, tenikva b'chia al yado. Rakab Yochanan boy, likvoa b'chia b'yabshadisraf rubo. Okay, so that is that's the Sfasemis. Okay, there is a question, fascinating question, that many of the Achronim discuss. You can't not discuss it once you hear the question. And that is, we know there's a machlokas in Baba Kama between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Eisho mishum amono, eisho mishum chitza. When you light a fire, and a fire goes and burns down your friend's field, is that view just like my dog went and did damage to you? Eisho mishum amono, like my property did damage? Or is it, no, it's as if I shot an arrow into your field and did damage. Because fire, it's more closer to an arrow than to my property. Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan holds, Eish shall be shem chitzav. Eish is like a fire. It's like you're shooting your arrow. A, part A. Part B, there's a famous question of the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef says, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that Eish shall be shem chitzav, when you light a fire, it's like your arrows. How could we light Shabbos candles? How could we light Shabbos candles? Why? Because when I light Shabbos candles and Erev Shabbos, and it goes into Shabbos, it's as if I'm shooting an arrow right then. If I'm shooting an arrow right then, I'm lighting fire on Shabbos. That's his kasha. How could it be that we light Shabbos candles? That's what the Muki Yosef and Baba Kama, Daf Yudim and Aleph and the Daf Yarif. So what did the Muki Yosef answer? This is probably the most discussed in Muki Yosef in all Shas. Right, this is the Muki Yosef. Says, and what's the answer? He says, Hey, Kisharinim Chashechal, Hadakas and Neros, Vadlakas or Lechas Vidigbaris B'Shabbos, etc., etc. So what does he say? His answer is lo kashulan. Shari chiyuvo mishum chitzav kizori kachitz shebishah sheyatsa achitz mitachas yado ba'osa shah nasa hakol v'lo chashvino le'maisa to be kind of lahaba. What does it mean mishum chitzav? It's as if you did the entire action at moment one. Doesn't mean that you're lighting it at through every second. But mishum chitzav means when it does damage in 10 minutes from now, that action is connected to me at the first moment. So it's not that I'm doing it at every moment. It's that the whole action, though, is connected to me at T1. That's the Rabbi Yochanan, and that's the Nemuki Yosef. So ask the Achronim, what did Rabbi Yochanan say here? Same Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, if it was up to me, I wouldn't go by a schalta to Parnusa. I would make it the 10th day of Av. What do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan holds Eishim Shem Chitzav. So you should go by when the fire was lit. Fire was lit on the 9th day of Av. So what do you mean you go by the 10th day? Because that's when most of the burning happened. According to him, it's like Shabbos candles. The Shabbos candles, they lit the fire earlier. That's the kasha that is asked by many of the Achronim. So the answer, the most common answer that is given. It's given, I saw it here from the Avnei Nezer and then Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. I have it here from the Magalias HaShas. He quotes it from, what is it quoted from here? He quotes it from the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover. He quotes, V'yish l'chalik bein ha-po'al la-hanifal. Chefsa gavra, we would call it. When you're talking about Adam Hamazik, you're talking about who's going to be chaya for this action. You can say this action is miyuchas to the gavra. The gavra did it all at T1. But lamaisa in time, when did it happen physically? But Mashiach the gavra sreifas based on Fartenu. The bapoa mamish hayinisra biyud. You're right. Mitzad the Gavra's Chiyuv, it goes back to the first moment, like the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says. But when it comes to the, when did it actually burn, so that's when it actually burned on the 10th. But again, that's what is discussed here by the Achronim. One other hara on this discussion, and that is, I alluded to it earlier today. But the Minchas Chinuch asks, what was Rabbi Yochanan thinking on the 10th? Isn't there a Masorah that these are the four fast days in Navi? Rabbi Yochanan lived way after the Neviim. Right? What do you mean? He's going to change it to the 10th day? He was arguing with the Masorah. So the Minchas Chinuch says that no, if you look in the Pesukim that we had in Zechariah, what does the Pesukim say? The Pesukim don't say a day. What does it say? Tzom HaRaviv, Tzom HaChamishiv, Tzom HaAsiri. It says the month. So says the Minchas Chinuch, and this is a big Yisod, it explains 10 different Gemaras, which he quotes, that the Masorah that we have for the four fast days is on the month. Sometime in this month is going to be a fast day. And it's up to Chazal to figure out which day of the month. Sometime in Tammuz, sometimes of Av, sometimes in Teve, sometime in Tishrei. There's going to be a fast day. Right? We had earlier, right, about Asar B'Teves, was a Machlokas, right, which one it was. We had a Machlokas in Mesechus Rosh Hashanah about it. So that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. He would have done the 10th because the Mesorah was only one time in this month. And then he even says, amazingly, a Dover Chiddush, but he says, this is a Dover Pashut Etzli. He says, let's say, on one of these fast days, Manazeh, somebody's at Ones and can't fast. Somebody's a Shogig and forgets and eats. He said, they got to make it up that month. You got to make it up later that month, because that's the din. The din is you got to fast this month. So Chazal say this certain day. So if you maybe I wouldn't allow, he wouldn't allow you. But he says if you're ne'enas, this is in Mitzvah Shin Aleph in the Minchas Chinuch, imachal b'shogeg, v'komachal b'chiyiv alav l'hashlam l'zanos yom zeh. You got to fast another day this month, because the din is to fast this month. Kein nir l'ani is daiti borav emes, siyata d'shmaya. So that's what he thinks, that if somebody doesn't fast on one of those days, he would have to make it up sometime that month.
That,
right, it was determined, even though the Masorah was going to be that month, but that day had special tragic qualities. I mean, it worked out to be that day. Hashgacha had it, that Hashgacha wanted it to be that day, even though the Din Darabanan really, based on the Pasuk in Navi, would have really been any day in the month. Okay, so that's discussing when Tisha B'Av is. Weiter, ubeshnia minalon. How do you know? Second Beis Hamikdash was on Tisha B'Av. The Tanya Magalgalin Sklus Liom Zakai V'Chol Liom Chayiv. Because once the day has good zechuyos, so it gets more. And if it doesn't have good zechuyos, if it has negative zechuyos, it gets negative. Amru Gishchar Beis Hamikdash Barishona. When the first Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Oso Ayom Tisha B'Av Haya. They take out the word Erev. It was Tisha B'Av. Umatzoi Shabbos Hayah. It was Sunday. Umatzoi Shviyas Hayah. Uvishparta Shal Yehoyariv Hayah. It was in the Mishmar of Yehoyariv. Vahalavim Hayu Omrim Shira. And the Levim were saying Shira. They were saying Shira. What kind of Shira? What were the Levim saying? So the Tamid was already gone. So what Karbanos were they bringing? Right? It was God Shavuot Tamid. So the Gemara in Erechin uses this Gemara as a Raya that you say Shira even when you bring a Karban Nedava. Because they couldn't have been bringing any Shira Schovas here because there was no more Tamid. So the Gemara in Erechin and Daf Yud Beis uses this line, Valavim Omer Shira, to prove that you say Shira even by a Karban Nedava. Va'omdan al Duchanam, Umashira Hayomrim. What Shira were they singing? When the Beis HaMikdash happened, when the destruction happened, and this is the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday, Hashem will return to them their bad deeds, and will cut them down in their wickedness, and they didn't have time to continue the Pasuk until the Nachrim came and destroyed, and the same thing happened in the second Beis HaMikdash, the same day. Period. Rashi and Tosfos both say here, why would they take the Shir Shal Yom of Wednesday if it was Sunday? It was Sunday. So Rashi and Tosfos both say it was Siyata Teshmaya. Dafka was singing that. Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that it just happened. It came out of their mouth. Rashi seems to say no. It was conscious because they knew it was about to be destroyed. So they were singing this kina, Rashi says, because of the nature of the calamity. Rashi here quotes, just like Elit Sion V'Yareha. So, if we have time at the end, I'll tell you a beautiful thought on Elit Sion V'Yareha, but that's what Rashi here quotes. Okay, Nilka de Beitar, first wide line. Nilka de Beitar, Gemara. Nilka de Beitar was destroyed. Gemara, that's also Misora. Nechrasha Ha'ir, on the side, day in Yaakov, he has a Nami Gemara. That also is a Misora, that the city got plowed over on this day of Tisha B'Av. Tanya, Kishachar to the surface of Russia, Zahecha, well, to the surface of Russia, destroyed the base of Migdash, to the surface, now we're in Bayesheni. To the surface was the king of Edom. Nigzer, Xera, al Rabbi Gamliel, Wahariga. There was a Xera, the Rabbi Gamliel was going to be killed at that time. Ba'adonachad, Ba'amad, base of Madras, there was a, seems to be an officer that came and wanted to save Rabbi Gamliel. So he comes into the base of Madras. The Amar, Balachotem is Bakish. Balachotem is Bakish. The man with the nose is being searched for. He's giving hidden references to Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel goes to hide. Why is he called the Bala Chotem, the man with the nose? So Rashi here quotes, man with the nose is either somebody with stature or a Gadol Hador. The Marsha quotes the Kabbalistic idea, which is expanded upon, you can look it up in the Mishnah Brura's Hagdama to Hilcha Shabbos, that the Mishnah Berurah there talks about every mitzvah that we do is connected to a different part of our body, but the connected thought is every Jew, we're all part of one body. We're all part of one body, but some of us are like the pinkies, and some of us are like the legs, and then you have the Gdolei Adar, the Ramosha Feinsteins, and the Shlomo Zalmans, they're like the heart, and they're like the brain. So you got people that are more serious. So the nose, the Marsha explains, the nose is the breathing part of the body. He says that's a tremendous, that's why he called the Bala Chotem. Because he's the Chotem of the Jewish people. He's the nose of the Jewish people. Number one. One other pshat is given that the nose, we had a Gemara like this. The nose goes in first. Whenever you walk into a room, your nose is the first thing in. Maybe your foot, but the nose is the first thing in. So really, he's alluding that Rabbi Gamliel is going to be the first one to go. But there are other people, so everybody got to better be careful. Okay, but different thoughts about Bala Chotem. So Shomer Gamliel ba'azav atasha minayu. So Rabbi Gamliel goes and hides. Also, the Gabi Bitzinah. So the guy, this officer, finds him. Amalei matzon alcha maises leilam da'asi. If I save you, am I going to go to Olam Haba? Amalei hey, yes. Yes, you will. Amalei shtavali, yishtavali. Right, he says, swear to me. I swear. The Ian Yaakov deals with, how could he promise Olam Haba to him? He promises he's Kadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that this guy's going to go to Olam Haba. Right? So how could that happen? Okay, you could do it. You're allowed to lie if your life's in danger. Okay. Shtabali. Sulik. What? How could he swear? He could swear if your life's in danger. Sulik. Leigra. Yeah.
Did this happen after
Chanina Betradion? Did it happen after Chanina Betradion? Right, right. So at once. Right, so at once. Then he's following his Rebbe. Solically, I don't remember. I have to look. The Chaim Etradion was when he was compared to Rabbi Gamliel. Solically, Igra Nafel Vamiz. So what happens? He swore to him. This guy then goes up to the roof and falls down and dies. V'gemiri, because there was a Misora. Chigazuk Seirasu Mitzchaminayu. Whenever there was a decree against the Jews, and one of the decreers, Rashi says, one of the advisors in the decree, something happens to them, then they take that as a simon, that this is not a decree to keep against the Jews, and therefore they were mevatel the decree, and Rabbi Gamliel was saved. Yotza Bas Kol Yamra, Adon Zem, Muzuman L'Chayom Abba. We see he was right. The Bas Kol came out and said that this Adon goes to Olam Haba. Period. Tana Rabbanon, Mishachar v'Bayis Rishonon, Iskavzu Kitos Kitos, Shabir Chekahuna. When the Bayis was being destroyed, the first one, the Kohanim got together, Umaftechos HaHechal B'Yadam, and the keys of the Hechal were in their hands. V'yalu L'gaga Hechal, and they went up to the roof of the Hechal. V'yam Rabbanu Shal Olam, Hovlo Zachinu Lios, Gizbar Ne'manim. We haven't been faithful watchers of the keys. Yumaftechos Mesiros L'cha, so take them back. Vizarkum klapi mala, and they threw the keys of the base of Mikdash up to Shemayim. Vyatza came pieces yad, and a hand came down. Vikibalta mehem, and grabbed the keys. Last time we had pieces yad was when he got the leg of the golden leg of the table. That was last week. But here a hand comes down, takes the keys. Vim kafsu vanafalu tochar, then they jumped into the fire. They jumped into the fire. How could they jump into the fire? How could they do this? How were they allowed to do this? Jump into the fire? So the Ian Yaakov says because they didn't want to have to give over all the secrets of the Beis HaMikdash, the treasures of the Beis HaMikdash, and to save Klal Yisrael from such a happening would be a reason enough. This is discussed. Where did the Mepharshim discuss this type of behavior? Discussed it at the end of Shmuel Aleph by Shalom Elach. By Shalom Elach, when he's already hit, and it's not 100% clear what happened. Did he roll over on his sword? Was he killed by the Nara Amaleki? But that is where all the Mepharshim discuss this type of person, a Shaul, is he allowed to be Ma'abed Asmo Ladas for the sake of Klal Yisrael? So therefore, again, the Mishra Zav here, a beautiful Sefer Shmuel Aleph, he quotes at least four different Svaras why Shaul did it. Either because he was worried that they would make him be Ma'avir also Aladas, a Melech Yisrael being tortured in public as a tremendous Chil Hashem. He's worried that they were going to try to ransom him back, and many other Jewish lives would be in danger. Or he was batuach, he knows Shmuel Hanavi said he was going to die today. So that's what he was fulfilling the nevuah. So any of those reasons, but Shaul HaMelech, the first to figure out how Shaul HaMelech was able to do it in the last parak of Shmuel Aleph. But here too, they jump into the fire. Balan Konin Yoshiyahu Hanavi, and about this, Yeshayahu Hanavi laments, Masa Gechi Zayon, there's a song about the Valley of Vision, Geich Yizayon, which is Yerushalayim. Malach, because everybody looks to Yerushalayim. Malach, Eifo, Ki Alisa, Kulach, Lagagos. Why do you all go up to the roof? Teshuos, Malaya, Ir, Homia, Kirya, Aliza, the city that used to have so much commotion, so much simcha. Chalolayach, Lo Chalali, Cherev, Velomesi, Milchama. Your corpses were not killed by the sword or killed by the war, but by the fires. Ava, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Namar, even Hashem was crying. Makarker, Kir, Vishoa, El Hahar. He was crying for those El Hahar, for Har Tzion, for Yerushalayim. Period. Okay, that is the Tisha B'Av discussion. When Av comes, we have less Simcha V'Gomer. Omer V'Chulu. It's amazing, right? Now you have to be medayik in it. Every pasuk has a V'Gomer, every Maimer Chazal has a V'Chulu. Amazing. That's as we mentioned yesterday, the first thought. Amar Rav Yehuda Breider Rav Shmuel Bar Shein Lesmei the Rav. Kishem Shemishudech Las Av Mata V'Simcha. Kach Mishudech Las Ador Mar V'Simcha. Right, we're in Shloshim Yom. We're in 3 weeks. So it says the Gemara, just like, amazing, it says just like with the same sadness that we go into Tisha B'Av, the same simcha we have to have when going into Adar. The Mepharshim point out that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch only have this by Av. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Mishudech Las Av, Mamata V'Simcha. They don't quote it by Adar. Shulchan Aruch does not quote Mishudech Las Adar, Marim V'Simcha. The simple meaning is because by Adar there's nothing, no halachas. Shulchan Aruch is a halachic work. By Av, halachas kick in on Rosh Chodesh Av, while by Adar, what halachas start on Rosh Chodesh Adar? No halachas. Oh, if you're in a place where it's not going to have a Megillah, could you lean for the beginning of Adar? Okay, we're not that side of the din of Mishnechnas. Right? So Mishnechnas Adar, there are no halachas that kick in, so that's why it's not there.
What's
the kashem? The kashem is just the hargasha. The kashem is the feeling. The Bali Musar say, Mishnechnas Adar, Barbe Besimcha, in Simcha la Torah, you got to be Mischazik towards the end of this man, right? You got Adar, Pesach's coming, so that's the Bali Musar all the time. I mean, the yeshiva, they always had signs. Rav Dov Lipshitz, Zichrono Levracha, was very medah. He always made sure that signs were put up with this phrase, and in Simcha la Torah, you have to be Mechazik and Marbe in Limud Torah, Dafke in Adar, when everybody is falling a little jumpy and in the mood for a little bittle, but he said you have to be Mechazik at Talmud Torah. There's a Rashi here that's discussed by the Achronim also, last Rashi of the Amud. Mishnechnas Adar, why is it Mishnechnas Adar? The bottom of the Amud. Yemei Nisim Hayu Li Yisrael, Purim UPesach. Rashi connects Mishnechnas Adar to the Purim and Pesach coming up, not just Purim. So that's a Rashi. Why does he have to throw in Pesach? It's the Geulas together. The Geulas together. Maybe he's emphasizing that it's not the first Adar. It's not the first Adar, because it's Dafka the Adar where Purim is leading into Pesach. Maybe Shloshim Yom, sorry? Shloshim Yom for Pesach, right, Shloshim Yom for Pesach. Amar Rav Papa, so based on this, says Rav Papa, Hilchach Bar Yisrael, Dislay Dina Bahadi Nachri, Lushtami Mine Ba'av, Dereya Mazle, Vlimsi Nafshi Ba'ad, Dere Debari Mazle. If somebody has a Din Torah with a Nachri, so you should Dafka do it in Adar and not in Av, because there is special Adar is good for the Jews, and therefore, one should do it then. Like the Medrash says that Haman thought that, hey, Moshe Rabbeinu died in Adar, but he didn't know that he was also born in Adar. So therefore, there is good mazel. The Ritva here says, what you might be thinking, even though it says in the Gemara that we had Ein mazel li Yisrael, so what do you mean there's a special mazel in these 2 months? Says the Ritva, except these 2 months. Ein mazel Yisrael by 10 months out of the year. But by these 2 months, there's special mazel. Special mazel. Alpha Pisha Mazal Israel Hadimila Bishar Yamim. Alpha Bishar Khadashim Elu Yesh Mazal. Shekin Nigzar Aleinu Minashamayim. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu already said Adar and Av are different, and therefore Yesh Mazal Israel when it comes to these 2 months. Okay. Weiter. Two other thoughts based from the same person. Lasis Lachem Achris Vitikva. The Pasuk says that by Golus Bavel, Hashem wanted to give them a little hope when they went into Golus that they're going to come back. Amr Yudah Breder Shmuel Bar Shelas, Bishay the Rav, Elu Dekalim Vachlei Pishtam. Trees and garments, klei pishtan. Rashi explains, the Mefarshim explain, this means that they were going to have enough parnasa in Galus, Bavel, so don't worry, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of you. Vayomer, next pasuk, that the same person darshins, that's why it's here, pasuk by Yitzchak Avinu when he gave the brachas to Yaakov. Vayomer re'ei re'ach b'ni k're'ach sa'ad asher berechu Hashem. See, oh, I see you smell like the field. Amar Rav Yehuda b'reder Shmuel bar Shelas, b'reder of Rav, k're'ach sa'ad shel tapuchim. Like the reach sadeh, like the smell of tapuchim. So we normally translate tapuchim as apples. But some point out that tapuach in Chazal might not mean apples. It might be more of a citrus fruit, tapuach. And that's what you see, Tosfos, shel tapuchim. Tosfos quotes, esrogim. Yesh v'rachem tapuach is esrogim. So why esrogim? So the Marsha here quotes the Medrash, that what begadim was Yaakov Avinu wearing. He was wearing Esau's begadim. Where did Esau get the begadim from? Nimrod. Where did Nimrod get the begadim from? What? He stole it from Adam. What did Adam? Adam's begotten from the Gan Eden. That the smell of Gan Eden. Rashi quotes Al Torah that he smelled Gan Eden when Yaakov Avinu walked in. Why? Because these are the same coats that Adam Rishon wore in Gan Eden. And according to some Shatim, what was the Eitz Hadas? An Esrog tree. So that's how the Marshog uses that Medrash to explain Tosis. What does Esrogim have to do with this story? Okay. Continuing, 2 dots. Shabbos shachal tishbav liyas besocha. Asun l'sayav l'chabes. The Mishnah said, shvua shachalbo, the week that tishbav is in, you're not allowed to get a haircut, and you're not allowed to wash. So again, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Svardic custom, based on the Shulchan Aruch, is they don't have 3 weeks, they have 9 days. Basically, everything starts from Rosh Chodesh Av. The Ramah already quotes the earlier minhag, that starts from Shavuos Batamas already. The 3 weeks, the minhagin that we have for the 3 weeks, that is in the Ramah. So here, but in the Mishnah though, it says, Shvua Shachalbo, that week, it's also to get a haircut and to do laundry. You're not allowed to do laundry in order to wear it, but if you want to do laundry in order to wear it after Tisha B'Av, no problem, says Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes Amar, no, you can't even give something into the dry cleaners in the 9 days in order to be ready afterwards. Why? That is also Aser. Rashi quotes, third skinny line, Denira kemesiach daito, she'ozeh b'kibas begadim. You can't have a hesach hadas from the Avelis. Right? You're not supposed to be moving on during the Shavuot Shechalbo. You're not supposed to be looking ahead. So therefore, that's Aser, even if you're not going to wear it now. Amar Rav Sheshes Teda, what's the proof that you can't even do any laundry now? The Batli Katsri Debe Rav, because the laundromats were closed. Katsri means the laundromats. Why does it mean the laundromats? So Rashi quotes here that they have to katsri to be shortened. They have to shorten in order to wash. They shorten the hems. Tosas quotes because things shrink in the laundry. Tosas quotes in Katsri, Shemakatsri Nebagadim. That's why the laundromats are called, so next time we get back something from the wash and it's a little short, we should know even Bizmana Gemara, things got a little short when they did the wash. So it's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to wash things in order to wear them after Tisha B'Av. Mazav Rav Amnuna Bachamishi Mutar Rav Kavet Shabbos. Rav Amnuna asked from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, you're allowed to do laundry the day before Thursday for Kavet Shabbos. That's what our Gemara. That's what our Mishnah said. Because you're not going to have any time. Or we can, that doesn't happen according to our calendar. Tisha B'Av cannot fall out on a Friday. But if it would fall out on a Friday, so then we'd be allowed to do the wash on Thursday. Lamai, for when is this talking about? Ilema, for when can you do the wash on Thursday in order for Kavet Shabbos? Ilema lachavis v'lil bosh my Kavet Shabbos ika. What's the Mishnah telling you? You're allowed to wash on a Thursday in order to wear on a Thursday? That's not Kavet Shabbos. El haniach. It must be that you're allowed to wash on a Thursday in order to wear it for afterwards for Shabbos. And ubachamishi udashari. And it's only mutter on this Thursday. Aval hashabbos kulo aser. But the whole week you can't do this. Why? Because it must be like the opinion, proving the opinion that washing during, even for after, is aser. So the Gemara says, no, the olam l'chabes v'lobosh, really, you're planning to wear it that day. That's why you're allowed to do it on Thursday. What about Kavet Shabbos? Ukshein lo l'chalagecha. No, we're talking about a case where a person only has one shirt. So if he only has one shirt, you got to wash it on Thursday and wear it today. And that's still Kavet Shabbos. Domer Rav Asiyam Rav Yochanan, because Rav Yochanan says similar halacha, mishein lo l'chalak echad, mutal l'chabes v'chal shamoed. Also by chalamoed, where there's an isser malacha, you're allowed to do it if you only have one shirt. So too, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Period. Itmar Nami Amar Binyamin Amar of Elazar, Rav Binyamin, says the name of Rav Elazar, Lo Shana L'chabes V'Lobosh Aval Haniach Mutar. So Rav Elazar also holds that you're allowed to wash in order to wear it for afterwards. Meis Feis, that's true, the Braisa says. Also L'chabes L'Fnei Tisha B'Av Afilu Haniach L'Achat Tisha B'Av. So the Braisa is Mefurish against. Right, you're not allowed to wash it before Tisha B'Av in order to wear it after Tisha B'Av. So now we just first finish the Braisa. The Gihut Shelanu Kekiba Shelahem are Gihuts, which is like a super type of cleaning. It's a cleaning with an ironing. Is like their kibus. That's what's Aser. V'Chlei Pishton Eibam And by clay pishtan, by linen clothing, there is no problem of gihutz. Why? Because Rashi explains it doesn't help. Doesn't help. The gihutz wouldn't help clay pishtan. But what do you see from the first half of the brisa? That it's usur even to wear it afterwards. Tiyufta. Therefore, it's a kasha on that opinion. Period. Shalach Rav Yitzchak Bar Giyuri Mishnah Rav Yochanan. Ala Bisha Amru Klei Pishon Neim Shem Giyutz Aval Asur Lo Lavshe B'Shabes Shechal Tishu Avliyas Mesocha. Even though you're allowed to be Megahitz to iron these Klei Pishon because it doesn't really help, still you're not allowed to wear them during Shavuot Shechalbo. Amru Rav Lo Shana Elefanda V'Lach Rav Mutter. Rav says, this is only before Tisha B'Av. But after Tisha B'Av, then all things are finished. La'acharav, the rest of the week is mutter. Shmuel has a chiddush. Shmuel Amar Afilu La'acharav Nami Asur. Shmuel says, during the week of Tisha B'Av, even after Tisha B'Av, is still Aser, right? You don't get Necham until Shabbos Nachamu. Until Shabbos Nachamu, you don't get Necham. Hashem, tomorrow we start off, come on time, with a great thought, why are we so happy Shabbos Nachamu? We still don't have a Beis HaMikdash. Right, so why is Shabbos Nachamu? What Nechama do we have? So we'll start off with a thought from Rav Soloveitchik tomorrow morning. Meisvei, Shabbos Shechal Tishba, Bezos Hashem. Meisvei, Shabbos Shechal Tishba, Lios Besocha. We have a Kasha, because we have the week that Tishba falls out. Also, L'chabes, L'chabes. You can't get a haircut or do laundry. Ubachamishi, B'tar, Rodei, Kavet Shabbos. And on Thursday, you can. Ketzat. So what's the case? Chalios, Becha, B'Shabbos. If Tishba falls out on a Sunday, Mutu, L'chabes, Kol HaShabbos Kula. Then the previous week, there's no Shavu Shechalbo. So therefore, the previous week, you can do everything. B'sheni, B'shlishi, B'rivi, B'chamishi. And the line summarizes lafanav aser lachar mutter. Only before Tisha B'Av would it be aser, and therefore there is no before Tisha B'Av in this case. Lachar mutter means it's against Shmuel. That's going to be the kasha because Shmuel says even lachar is going to be aser. Chalios be'erev Shabbos. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Friday, mutter lachabis b'chamishi b'nekavet Shabbos. Then only Thursday is mutter because beforehand is aser. V'imlo kibis b'chamishi b'Shabbos mutter lachabis be'erev Shabbos min minchul l'malo. The Braisa says if you didn't do the wash on Thursday, you could even do it mamish on Tisha B'Av, late in the day for Kavet Shabbos. And the Braisa is interrupted for a moment. Laidal Abaya, v'temer v'acha bar Yaakov aha. Abaya couldn't believe that. Could wash mamish on Tisha B'Av afternoon? So, by the way, put in brackets, Abaya couldn't believe that last line. Back to the Braisa. Chal lios b'sheni b'chamishi. If Tisha B'Av falls out on a Monday or a Thursday, korin shlosho mafter echad. You have three alias. And one of them is Maftir. One of them has the Maftir and the Haftorah. Maftir Echad, the third one. Tosfos quotes here that from here, Rabbeinu Tam proves that Maftir is one of the Shiva Kruim. We're going to talk about this, Bez Hashem, starting Friday, Maseches Megillah. Right, Rabbeinu Tam holds that Maftir is one of the Shiva Kruim. So quote here it says, Koran 3 and Maftir Echad, and that Echad is one of them. V'shlishi v'revi, but this Brisa holds that if Tisha B'Av falls out on a Tuesday or Wednesday, when there usually is no laning, Kori Echad and Maftir Echad, there's only one Aliyah. Only one Aliyah Tisha B'Av morning on a Tuesday and a Wednesday. Rav Yossi Amar, no, La'olam Korin Shalosh Shem After Echad. No, it's always three Aliyahs, which is, of course, what we paskin. But the Gemara ends off two after the Shmuel. So isn't this a kasha on Shmuel? Because the first half of the Braisa said that after Tisha B'Av, there's no more mourning. Shmuel says, no, it's really a machlokas tanoim, whether there are nihugim of Tisha B'Av after Tisha B'Av during the week. The Tanya, as the Braisa says, Tisha B'Av Shekholiyas B'Shabbos, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shekholiyas B'Shabbos, Ochel V'Shosa called Sarcho, Tisha B'Av that falls out on Shabbos, or even Erev Tisha B'Av, that Shabbos is normal. You eat and drink whatever you want. Umala, meaning Shabbos Chazon, that's Tisha B'Av. Umala Shulchan, if you look to the Shlomo B'Shaito, and you can even eat as much as Shlomo Melech did in his time. What do you mean, in his time? Rashi quotes, because Shlomo Melech went down. He lost a lot of his riches at a certain point. So we're talking about when Shlomo Melech had all his riches. B'Shaito, you can have whatever, a huge Suda. And her mayor says everything is usher from Rosh Cholish until the fast day. So that's the opinion like Rav, that beforehand is usher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Kol HaChodesh Kulo usher. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the whole month is usher. The whole month of Av. Rishon Gamliel Omer Eino usher Ela Osa Shabbos Bofar. Rishon Gamliel says, no, the whole week. So the last two opinions, Shmuel says, are like me. That's who I hold like, meaning even after Tisha B'Av, it's going to work, period. Just one other thought, and then we'll read the Tanya Yidduch tomorrow. So it says here that there's no, on a Tisha B'Av, Shechalias B'Shabbos, you eat normally. So there are two discussions, though, in the postgame. Number one, what about Dvarim Shebet Sina? Dvarim Shebet Sina on Tisha B'Av falls on a Shabbos. Is there an Isser Tashma Shemita on Tisha B'Av Shechal B'Shabbos? I'll say, woman has to go to the mikveh that night. So what's the halacha? So that is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah in Hilchis Tisha B'Av. Where the in Taf Kuf Nun Beis Imchal Tishba Bechad B'Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, everything is mutter, and the Rama is make. The Rama is Machmir. The Rama is Machmir, and then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that if it's Lel Tefillah, that's a din. Lel Tefillah is a din, so therefore it is mutter. That's one discussion. And the second discussion is what about Shalosh Shudis? What about Shalosh Shudis? Normal on you're going into Tisha B'Av right then. So do you have to be in my day? You're not allowed to guess over. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes Machlokas Aposkim in Tav Kuf Nun Beis Chav Gimel Machlokas Aposkim. Some say, what do you mean? It's Shabbos. Shabbos, whatever you normally have on Shabbos, you're even allowed to eat extra, right? Because you have a huge Shal Shudis when Tisha B'Av is that night. And others say maybe you should be mired a little bit. Rav Moshe Feinstein, just mention it in Shul here, even Mechazik the Zmiris a little bit. The Igris Moshe writes in Dalet Kuf Yud Beis, he says, what about Zmiris on Shabbos Chazon? I guess somebody must have asked him, the heter out of it. So he says, no, Vadai Rashoin Gam Shabbos Chazon, Afla Ein Noagin, even if you don't usually sing Zmiris, says Rav Moshe on Shabbos Chazon, you're in the mood, Zmiris, Yerushalayim, so that's Mistavish Ein Lesser, there's no problem, because that's Lekavit Shabbos, that is Lekavit Shabbos, Zmiris and eating, etc. So again, that was the two discussions when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll talk a little bit more about Tisha B'Av and other issues that come up related to Suda Mavsekes. Got a lot of beautiful Agadata coming up tomorrow. So Yashir was L'Zeicha Nishmas, Frayim Yitzchak Ben Yaakov.